was transfer of the two head teachers of this camp and rural government-aided primary schools in Kasese municipality was considered after the two civil servants blamed unconducive environmental factors for the poor academic performance at their institutions, Mr. Godfrey Romanisa, the municipal town clerk, has clarified. During the groundbreaking ceremony of a two-classroom block at Biscayne Primary School, the threats by Lieutenant Joel Simbi, the Kasese RDC, to deal with non-performing teachers, prompted a section of parents and guidance to demand for an explanation by the appointing authorities regarding what they allege to be an empty cross transfer of the two head teachers from poorly performing primary schools. According to Mr. Gideon Kule, a parent at Biscayne Primary School, like his counterpart Ms. Sarah Tusime from Rayleigh Primary School, for the town clerk to preside over a cross transfer of head teachers from academically limping schools was an empty decision and adds no value to the education sector in Kasese municipality. Mr. Gideon speaking.
Namo aba kabo mbereiruwe metu sako landeke aba naba unji chwa msanju bami haye head teacher bama mleche Biscayne na Biscayne nayo kandabu mabu abatu nayo omapisete ni alaba nayo matu sako landeke bami haye head teacher bama musibereiruwe itwenga babu tikuwe nana sikuwe kusomire erisomesha wana obaba matu lasaraba a head teacher yuwe lwerea e musikuwe isa performing andreke kakabu abatu itwe niti kindi mkengiria aba nangwa kuba kalaba so ahona malanga rasiba utichebe matuwe tichela ngatu le tsere omuhalima heavy teacher eire loko shukuru aya nabari kolandreke asirebe chitibunga necha nekango sikatwa nyitwe mesheje.
In an interview with a reporter at his office last evening, Mr. Romanisa said the defense by the two head teachers before a disciplinary committee prompted his office to opt for a cross transfer as close monitoring is met by the Education Department to guide the next course of action. Mr. Romanisa speaking.
Tried to talk to the respective head teachers and they were giving reasons that are not making them perform well in these schools to do something with the environment in which they are working. So we decided to give them a second chance so that each one of them now is in a new environment, and with the change of this environment we expect them to perform better than they have been performing. So that is why we did that. They promised that with the change we have caused, they are going to do some serious improvements. So we are monitoring them, and after some time we are able to analyze whether the non-performance is due to exactly the fact of environment or not, and then we'll base on that one to again take corrective action.
He also asked parents and guidance to fulfill their roles to ease the teaching process.